glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's great to have you with us on Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 12th. My name is Tim Nelson. Well, disregard your feelings when it comes to Christ. That's what I read the other day, because the devotional went on to say we aren't saved by our feelings, we're saved by Christ. Feelings come and go, but Christ remains. Only the facts matter. The fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins and my sins, rose again. The fact that if we have a committed life to Him, He has promised to forgive us and save us. The Bible says God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life, so says 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. That is God's promise to us, and He cannot lie. Our feelings will lie to us, and Satan may even use them to convince us that God has abandoned us or that we have lost our salvation. But remember this, there is no truth in Satan. When he lies, he speaks with native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's what John chapter 8, verse 44 says. How wonderful to know our faith is based on God's truth and not our feelings.
Some trust in chariots.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Some trust in horses.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the name of the Lord our God.
His love never fails. His name will always prevail.
We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
It's Mark and Friends on a Thursday with WLUJ office manager Joyce Mankey joining us for a few segments today. Joyce, I know you don't normally take a lot of vacation time, but you and your husband Verlin actually got away and had a great time, a time of inspiration and just some good downtime in Branson recently.
We did. We love to go to the Branson Praise Fest when we can, and that happens a couple of times a year, actually, the spring and the fall. But we had bought tickets in 2020, and that never came to pass because of COVID. And so the company contacted me and wanted to know if we wanted our tickets, and so we went. And it was just a really good time because, you know, sometimes you feel like you've been out in that desert and you just need some water and some food. And these praise fests just really lift you up. We heard Dr. Jeremiah gave a wonderful message. And one of the highlights that we really enjoyed was a Uriel Vega. I've never heard him before, but he played the saxophone. And overhead, he had the video going of God's creation. It was just amazing. And he was playing How Great Thou Art, and it was just the most worshipful, amazing time. So that was one of the highlights of our going, and we came away just pumped and ready to go back to work.
And I know you're into gardening now, always, right, every year. And Donna Leland from WLUJ in the morning, she airs on the stations over here in the Springfield area. I know she connects with you about gardening sometimes, doesn't she?
I sent her a picture of my plants I had started, and she in turn sends me a picture of hers, and it looks like she's developing that green thumb already. She'll probably pass me up because my plants is not doing the way I want them to this year. Donna looks like she's on the road to getting a really good garden this year.
Joyce Mankey from WLUJ is on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends with us this week. It's good to catch up with you and find out what's been going on with you lately. I know God has put something on your heart that you want to encourage listeners with today, and we'll do that right after we listen to this.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven when you stroll down the Golden Avenue. There are mansions that can ride, and you thrill to every side, and the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven when you realize your worry days are through. Glad you were not idle. It's a time to read your Bible. It's a great morning for you.
I had a dream, and I'll confess I hate it to wait.
Well, he dreamed he was an angel at the great pearly gate.
St. Peter said, why, hello there. Where you been?
We've got your mansion ready, so come right in.
And then he rang from an angel to act as his guide.
He spread his wings a time or two and learned how to fly.
Oh, it's a great, great morning. First day in heaven when you stroll down the Golden Avenue. There are mansions left and right, and you're thrilled every side, and the saints are always smiling, saying, how do you do? Oh, it's a great, great morning, your first day in heaven when you realize your working days are through. You'll be glad you are not idle. Good time to read your Bible. It's a great morning, a great morning. What a happy day.
Joyce, we were talking before we went on about Psalm 23, and the Lord is my shepherd, and you wanted to share something about that today.
You know, I've been reading a book on the sheep and how David was the shepherd to the sheep, and I just thought it was so interesting that many of the things they pointed out just kind of struck home to me. And one of the first things was talked about is like, who really is the Lord? Who is he in your life? He has two natures. At one time, he said, I thirst. That was his human nature. Mm. And the next time, he walked on water. And that was his divine nature. The book of Luke presents Christ in his humanity, where John portrays him in his deity as the Son of God. But, you know, I was thinking all too often, our view of God is often too small. It's too cramped, and it's really too human. We don't realize how powerful sometimes that our God is. Because of that, we're not always willing to allow him to have the full authority over our life, the real control of our life, much less the ownership of it. in Colossians, the first chapter, we read that he is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. All things were created by him, the visible and the invisible. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And, you know, if we stopped and just paused for a moment and reflected on the person that he really is, on his power, his achievements, the fact that he's the author, originator of all that exists, it links a common lump of clay that we are to a divine destiny. And when David said in the Psalms, 23rd Psalms, when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd," it's like he's saying, "Look, look at who my shepherd is. He's my owner. He's my manager, my Lord." And, you know, Jesus invites us all to come to him and let him be our shepherd and let us be his sheep. He invites us to consider ourselves as his sheep.
Really puts things into perspective for us, doesn't it?
It really does put things in perspective when you stop and think about how powerful our God is and how much he's willing to do for us, to love us and take care of us. David understood what it took, I think, to be a shepherd, and I think he understood that God being his shepherd, and he said, "Look who my shepherd is." It says, awesome, he's all-powerful.
Yeah, that is such a good word today. Listener, I hope that helps you as whatever you find yourself in today. There's always, you know, do you ever see, you know, online where maybe you see a post that says, you know, be careful, you don't know what someone is going through today. There's always a story that's untold in somebody's life. And a word like that just really gives us some encouragement to know that God is in control and our help is divine, like David knew.
Absolutely.
It was. back on Mark and Friends with Joyce Mankey joining us today. We appreciate your time, Joyce. We were talking about David and Psalm 23 and sheep during our last break.
Well, we talked about in the first part of it how who is the Lord and how powerful our God is and how blessed we are to have the shepherd of our God looking over us. He is our shepherd, and it's no wonder and no accident that God's called us, has chosen us to be called his sheep. The behavior of sheep and human beings really is similar in so many ways. Our mass minds, our fears, our timidity, our stubbornness, even our stupidity sometimes, and our perverse habits, they all parallel with those of the sheep. And yet, despite these adverse characteristics, he chooses us and he buys us. He calls us, and he calls us by name and makes us his very own. He cares for us and loves us. And, you know, he did buy us with his blood on the cross. And that's why we celebrate, obviously, the Resurrection Sunday. But he's always interceding for us and guiding us by his gracious spirit. And, you know, it's almost impossible to make a sheep lie down unless they are, number one, free from friction. You know how hard it is for us to go to bed at night if we have friction in our life or in our families. And there's so much of that that's, these days anyway, that's going on between family and friends. And but the sheep won't hardly lay down at all. You can't hardly get them to lay down if there's friction in their life. And so I can relate to that because, you know, I go to bed at night and my eyes will just pop wide open. They just, you just can't lay there. And also, if they're tormented by some type of parasite or fleas or whatever, they won't lay down. Another thing is fear. If they have a fear that there's danger in and around them, animals, coyotes, or whatever there might be, they don't just go and lay down. They can't do that. So the fear from the enemy, and of course we often have fear from the enemy, which is Satan. But also another one is if they're hungry, they won't lay down.
Well, we really are like sheep, aren't we, in a lot of ways?
We're just like the sheep, and God compares us to that, helps us to, it's an eye-opener to us to realize how important it is to have a shepherd, because a flock that is discontented, restless, always agitated, disturbed, they never do well. And the same is true with people. If we don't have a shepherd that we know will guide us and take charge of our life and just point us in right directions. And, you know, Jeremiah says, I know the plans I have for you. But we have to allow him to work in those plans out and to be willing to go along with him and allow him to. And it's actually the shepherd who makes it possible for the sheep to lie down, to rest, to relax, and to be content.
Yeah, we need to make sure we're resting in him today, don't we?
We need to rest in our shepherd, and our shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. I just thought, you know, we could only look at that one verse, the Lord is my shepherd, and we can gain so much from it and we can actually get so excited from knowing that we have the greatest shepherd that has ever been known. He's a King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
WLUJ Office Manager Joyce Mankey, thank you for your time on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It is the 12th of May, and I want to let you know, if you're in the Springfield area especially, but even if you're not, you're welcome to come over and join us. We are going to have our 35th anniversary open house event on Saturday, May 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. at the WLUJ Great News Media Studios near downtown Springfield at 600 West Mason Street. Be sure to save that date, Saturday, May 21st, 1 to 4 p.m. You'll have some chances to win some prizes from Bed Bath & Beyond and some restaurant gift cards from Portillo's, Wendy's, Cracker Barrel, the Olive Garden, Texas Roadhouse, Subway and Hardee's, and so many more. places here in the Springfield and Central Illinois area. Hope to see you Saturday, May 21st for our free event celebrating 35 years of radio broadcasting and ministry with our open house event here at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. I'm Tim Nelson. Hope you'll join Mark Burns. He'll be back in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends from Great News Media.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all in seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share in his